This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The 2024 Farm Progress Show returns to Boone August 27th through 29th. On Wednesday, a meeting was held for exhibitors and vendors at the show site. The meeting allowed exhibitors, vendors, and show personnel to meet face-to-face and work through the logistics of setting up their exhibits for one of the largest outdoor farm shows in the country. We will hear more from Tracy Rodemeyer of Case IH about preparations for the show next.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty Herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
On Wednesday, a meeting was held for exhibitors and vendors at the Farm Progress show site in Boone. Tracy Rodemeyer is the brand marketing manager with Case IH. She says this is the first time she is involved in coordinating a Farm Progress show exhibit for Case IH.
Today was a big day of learning for me, but really I would summarize it by saying opportunities. What are the opportunities for the 2024 Farm Progress show? And gosh, there's so many and so many that I'm excited about. But yeah, it's really just talking to other vendors and exhibitors, really about that experience. What do we want farmers to walk away from Farm Progress show? How do we want them to feel? What do we want them to know? How do we get them excited?
In a 2022 post-event survey from Farm Progress Show, 90% plus of attendees indicated that they attend the show to see the newest products and farming practices. Rodemeyer says that is top of mind when preparing for the show this August.
My role entails a lot of things, but what I'm really excited about and why I'm here today is I'm getting a lot more engaged with our experiential marketing piece of it. And obviously, Farm Progress Show is a big part of that experiential event marketing. So I'm here today to learn and to network and to start to think about Farm Progress Show.
She says Wednesday's meeting in Boone with other exhibitors and vendors helps her team to prepare for everything that goes into setting up their display.
Again, it's networking, right? There are so many parts and pieces and vendors and people that it takes to make this happen behind the scenes. So it's connecting to those people, forming those relationships, talking about ideas.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.